Well, I've arrived at the Perry Bar part of Birmingham, the university, and in particular, we are in, I think, conference room 4 for Authority 2.0. Just recognised a familiar face across the room. Quite a few familiar faces, actually. Not a familiar face, but a very familiar name. Mr. Payne, what's your full title?
Detective Chief Inspector Payne from West Midlands Police.
Did you drive here this morning?
Yes.
I have an apology. Did you have a problem getting in the car park?
No.
I think I accidentally impersonated you to get that space, because when he said your name, I said, it's Payne. And I can't remember if he ticked all of those initials in front of the Payne.
Well, I opted for the painless pay a pound policy.
So, okay.
So I suspect you've robbed me of a pound, but we can still be friends.
That's good, because I didn't have any money. So luckily, we've got free drinks vouchers and we're enjoying the coffee right now. Now, this is unusual, I think. Police officers, especially at your rank, involved in social media, is it not?
We've been doing it for a while now. The basic philosophy is that, you know, police need to talk to people, people need to talk back to the police. Very difficult to access people normally at my rank, because how do you get in a police station and start talking to people unless
you were forced to?
Quite. traditional police communication's been all about school halls and church halls and inviting the members of the public to come to where we want to talk to them. And actually, lots of people just want to sit in their home at night and watch the telly and perhaps communicate in a different way. So we've developed a social media strategy, which allows people to talk to us in a way that they want to talk to us at a time they want to talk to us, and has made us much more accessible to lots of different people, I think.
This is either very forward-thinking of those in command, or I suspect you may have actually given yourself permission to do this, judging by your rank and the normal bureaucracy that large organisations face.
Yes, we've steadfastly ignored bureaucracy and and just decided we were going to do it, because, as you point out, lots of police forces up and down the country, I've spoken to lots of different police forces, they tie themselves up in knots with all kinds of stuff that they don't need to worry about. We've adopted a very simple approach, which is let people talk. If people talk and say stupid things, then we stop them from talking. But essentially, most police officers are quite sensible and are able to talk and to people on a human level.
Yeah, it's a steep learning curve. I'm not sure about completely stifling them if they've made a mistake. Maybe it's better to say, just take the iPhone away momentarily and say, okay, no, this is what you should be doing.
I've worked by the principle that we have rules and regulations police officers have to adhere to. So if a police officer starts stand up and saying something in front of a packed audience, that's racist.
No different whether it's online.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's just another form of communication. So, when you look at it from a very simple point of view, then you don't need all the rules and regulations that people tell themselves to be nuts with.
Now, being accessible like this, and what is your Twitter name?
It's C.I. Payne at West Midlands Police.
C.I. Payne
at WM Police.
So you've got the AT in the Twitter name as well, isn't it?
The AT is the...
Yeah, at C.I. Payne WM Police,
yes.
I believe, yeah. So do you get a lot of flack from people who just want to talk to a police officer and they can only find you?
Yes, sometimes.
How was yesterday with the release of the...
The Blair Peach Report.
Yes.
Surprisingly, very little.
Really?
Yeah.
I've saved it up for today.
Yeah, exactly. For me personally. We have had flack in the past about other events that have unfolded. But actually, one of the benefits of it has been able to, to talk to people openly about things that have gone wrong. Everybody gets things wrong. Police get things wrong. Teachers, doctors. But actually, the frustration people have is not being able to talk it through. So, it's very important when we get things wrong, we put our hands up and say it. The Met, for example, around G20, they had a really bad time. Some of that was down to bad policing, some of it was down to bad communication.
Oh, massive uproar. You only have to look at the hashtag for 5 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. We had a similar event recently where we had two different opposing groups, English Defence League and Unite Against Fascism, in Dudley, in the same place at the same time. One of the new methods that protesters use to talk is social media, and we have found in the past that the two opposing groups have spread malicious rumours about each other, which are not true.
Yep.
I actually, on the day of that protest, was on the ground and was able to use Twitter to counter rumours immediately and to say, actually, these are the facts coming from the police. That hasn't happened. This hasn't happened. This is what we're experiencing on the ground. And that was really well received. It got a lot of praise for that.
Who are you countering rumours? Is it the general population or should the press want to know? Because, I mean, it might be that some people say, well, who is this guy? He's just cropped up out of nowhere. We don't know his network. Why should we believe him?
Yeah, well, that's what's really important, that you don't just pop up for individual events. Yeah. I've been using social media for 2 years now. Which means that I have established a relationship with people where over a wide range of issues and a long period of time they've been able to talk to me and sort of establish a trust and a relationship. So when I pop up, I'm not just popping up as an anonymous police officer. I'm popping up as somebody who they've spoken to, exchange views about a wide range of things. So when I pop up, then they know I am a police officer and represent the police.
How much of your humanity comes out in your use of Twitter, or do you have to be professional 100% of the time?
Well, had a debate about this last week where I made a joke about the election, which wasn't a politically biased joke, it was just a view. And somebody took offence to that. But I think you've got to be human. You know, this morning...
No, people are going to be waiting to jump on what you say in particular anyway.
Of course they are, yeah. Well, this morning my daughter got up and said she got pins and noodles in her feet, which I thought was funny, so I tweeted it.
Okay, that's good. That's good. I like the fact that, you're allowed to relax, or you've let yourself relax, because there will be a lot of people, I guess, watching and waiting for this stereotypical police character they have in their head to come out. And if you are a normal human being, I don't know, I've only met you 5 minutes ago,
yeah, okay.
I'm assuming by your name you possibly are genetically, then being on Twitter is the best thing. Because you can't, I don't think, hide your true self if you are tweeting normally.
No, the advice I give to other police officers who want to start is be human. Don't go on and start talking about stats and meetings and policies.
No one wants to hear
because
that.
Nobody's interested in it. What they want to know. You know, last week I was involved in a job where we seized half a kilo of heroin, got a loaded shotgun back. Well, that's interesting for the people of Wolverhampton, because that's helpful for them.
You also want to know what you did with it.
Yeah, exactly.
But not where as exactly.
Stored it securely as you'd expect. But, you know, people want to know about policing. We know people are interested in policing. You know, look at the telly tonight and every third programme is about the police. So we know people are interested in policing. Nobody's interested in me saying crime's reduced by 3.2% this month, because it doesn't mean anything to anybody.
No.
So, you know, real examples of real things that are happening, plus common sense approaches, you know, and enabling people to talk as human beings, really successful for us.
Fantastic. Well, there's going to be a lot of discussions today. I'm sure there may be some even slightly heated discussions, a lot of hard questions. Hopefully. Room is filling up. I guess we better get ready.
Fantastic, yeah. Nice talking to you.
Thank you very much.
No problem at all.